Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Are You Not Trendertained? I did take off my shirt and stand up for that one. That is courtesy of Rich on Discord. I am Jack, that is Miles.
Milesimus. Yes.
And I am, what's Joaquin Phoenix's name?
I don't know, fucking thumbs down.
Old thumbs down O'Brien.
I feel like, okay, the only people I can name is Marcus Aurelius.
Was the dad.
Is it because, like, you fought with Marcus Aurelius? Commodus. That's who he was.
Commodus.
Okay, cool. And then there was Proximo. That's right, Oliver Reed. Okay, great. Done that. Moving on. The toxic man hit of the year 2000, Gladiator.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking over the weekend how much Gerard Butler has, I'm sure this has been mentioned before, but like he just came in and swallowed up Russell Crowe's career. Like he was like, yeah, this is all the work you'd be doing if you were still, you know, interested and easy to work with.
Right. And not getting like fist fights all the time with like random people.
Right.
Yeah. And then I wondered, again, I'm sure there's also many pieces too, but like, how does Gerard Butler think of his own career? You know, like, did you think this is where you'd be? Not to say it's bad or whatever, but
yeah.
Sometimes when I think of people like Scottish actors might not end up being like an American Secret Service agent 5 times a year.
Right. I remember reading an article back when that was the thing, I would do like read an article that didn't even seem that interesting to me, but there was just enough free time in my life. There's an article about him where like the profiler just like interviewed him at a bar and he was like having drinks and being Gerard Butler-y. And I'm pretty sure they revealed that like he wasn't even an actor really. He like was just somebody who was like, looked
hanging
cool.
Around movie sets.
Yeah, basically. It was like, he like really came to it, like backed into it by accident, right. Type thing.
Hey, we need a new Leonidas sound guy. What do you think? He's like holding a boom, but he's like ripped because it's like hot.
Me?
Yeah, you. Come on. You're Leonidas. Get him in a hair and makeup. Put that weird chin goatee on him.
There's a handful of stories that are like that, where somebody like goes to a tryout just accompanying their friend, and then they get the role because they're like right. So interesting looking.
That was like,
I think Johnny Depp
in The Office.
That. Yeah. Phyllis in The Office was like a producer, or like a script supervisor.
She worked at the casting office where they were every day when they were casting the show. Allison Jones was like, you know, like the mega comedy casting director. Like, and everyone, the producer's like, we need someone like very normal, like someone like, you know, Phyllis who works here. And they're like, what about fucking Phyllis? Like,
yeah. Let's
just do that. Just reading Gerard Butler's Wikipedia, you're right. He started off like going to law school.
Yeah.
Was like... fully into law. And there's this one line that says, during his time as a student, he was the president of the University Law Society, a position Butler later said he, quote, kind of blagged my way into. So like, I think his whole life is like blagging his way into shit, basically. So, okay, I like that. He also sang in a rock band called Speed. So he's lived, huh?
Yeah.
That's not even trending.
He's lived a life. He's got that.
That's just the respect we have for Gerard Butler.
Have you seen Den of Thieves?
Yeah. With the O'Shea Jackson one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was trash.
It was trash,
but I liked
his,
it.
His face is very Russell Crowe in that. He's like got very real Russell Crowe energy.
I just hated everyone in the movie. Like, at the end of it, I'm like, they're all fucking gross.
Big Nick.
Yeah, it's just weird, too, because it's such weird, like, half-assed propaganda, but also like, but you know, we're also being, you know, but if you really look at it, cops aren't that great. I'm like, no.
Just
leave this all alone. Leave this. Yeah. This isn't for me. I want him to be greased up in a Zack Snyder film.
All right. Let's talk about what's actually trending. Now that we've talked about what should be trending, Gerard Butler.
Yes.
Let's talk about what people are actually talking about. Fine. Mike Lindell is trending. Mike Lindell fucked around, and you'll never guess what happened next.
Before find out comes after fuck around. He found out.
Yeah, he found out. He did indeed.
What's he finding out?
A $1.3 billion lawsuit from.
So they weren't playing.
They were not. Dominion. You might remember the moment where he went on Newsmax after Newsmax had received their $1 billion lawsuit from Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, reacting like Shaggy and Scoob seeing a ghost. They were just like, I got to get out of here, man. Like, even though it wasn't like they cut to the host of the show and it was an empty chair. Like, there might have been, like, speed lines. Like, there might as well have been speed lines, like, still there.
That was, one of the most recent ones, right? Because...
Yeah, that was fairly recent.
I think it was, it was this month or in February. And because he was, like, also pointing out, he's like, they spooked the Newsmax people because I got all this evidence. That's the thing. They want to threaten me. It's not because I'm lying. It's because I have all this evidence. Well, now, we will see what evidence you have, sir. Because if you do not... your pillows are fuck. I don't know what they're going to do.
Your pillows belong to us now.
All your pillows belong to us.
Yes.
Dominion, it's going to be Dominion Pillow Company pretty soon.
Dominion Voting Machine and Pillow Company.
Right. And then you're going to be like, oh, you know what they're doing, right? They're putting subliminal messages in there to make you a socialist, which might be true. But
he's still talking with his chest out like, yeah, I was waiting for this. They walked right into my trap.
No, he didn't. Motherfucker, you walked right into a lawsuit when they kept saying, keep fucking around and find out.
Stop. Unless you have something. If you have something, then let us know. Like, tell the people. Otherwise, you're fucked.
Yeah. He says his one quote right after, like, the announcement of the lawsuit came out. Quote, now I can get to the evidence faster. It's going to be amazing. More movies, more documentaries about election fraud. Oh, shut up, fool.
So one thing that I hadn't quite realize, because the main story about his sort of going full QAnon was that his MyPillow stopped being carried at Bed Bath & Beyond. But Dominion looked at his sales, and apparently MyPillow sales have gone up by 30 to 40% since he went full MAGA. So not surprisingly, the MAGA people are ready to take a nap.
Full MAGA, like the codes were like QAnon for fucking discounts of put in 45 for the, like, all of the discount codes basically indicated he's part of the big lie and who he was trying to appeal to. But yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, maybe the show will be more popular for like, yo, put in offer code QAnon.
Right.
Man, what the fuck is going on?
In sad news, Daft Punk is breaking up.
Ugh. What a daft move on their part.
Really?
Absolutely gut-wrenching to hear this. Two people who I don't know what the fuck, who the fuck they even are. How can I even feel anything for, to me, are two fucking robots who just steal 70s disco tracks, speed them up, and add some synths on top. Now, I don't mean to reduce all their work to something that's simplistic, but I mean, you'd be surprised how many of the melodies, Daft Punk melodies you like, are just being like, hold on, I like that disco sample. Let's speed it up, chop it up. And now we got a hit, but but they're great. Their career's fucking storied.
Yeah. They could have easily, I mean, my guess for why they never took off their mask other than like not being famous was just,
they ugly,
you know, that, or they could have just like, farmed the work out to somebody else and not had to, even like show up in person to anything.
Right. Like how Hans Zimmer writes scores now for films.
How does he do it?
Dude, he just has, like a lot of people do this. They have like very talented interns and composers that work for them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to just noodle something here. And now you
work with that.
The whole film now. And you're like, damn. Cause I had a homie who like worked with Hans Zimmer and like left. And I was like, but that sounds like a great gig. He's like, no, like everyone just thinks Hans Zimmer makes everything. And like,
right.
I like to play saxophone.
Anyways, Daft Punk, keeping it real by actually retiring, hanging up the helmets. Yeah, I didn't realize how active they still were, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shout out to...
I know they had that recent album, but...
Real names, Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel du Homem Christo.
Oh, really? I didn't even know we knew who they were.
Yeah. So, you know, look up some records, show up at their house, and see what they look like.
Merrick Garland is trending. He is Biden's pick for AG.
Little confirmation here
going down. And anything interesting happening?
I mean, he's just saying like, look, here's the deal. My first priority is to figure out what the fuck happened on January 6th.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, that's what I'm going to do that job when I get in here. I need to fucking put this all out there. And I don't know. I mean, part of me, like, considering his, like, other picks we've possibly seen around the Justice Department, like, you know, you're like, maybe Merrick Garland maybe he'll go full throttle. Maybe he'll turn his eye away on, like, other issues that maybe DOJ should be concerned with. But in this instance, I'm like, well, it's the guy who could have been a Supreme Court justice possibly getting a revenge scenario on like the forces that kept him out of the highest court in the land. And so, yeah, he might have some incentive to figure it all out. I mean, not to say he's just doing this off the strength of his spite, but
yeah,
oh he's, boy, that's a good fuel to be running.
He was like one of the point people on the Oklahoma City bombing investigation after that happened. So he has like experience with right-wing extremism in the U.S. So that's a good cover story for the reason that he's going in and fucking up Moscow Mitch. that'll be interesting. If he does get confirmed. 76ers are trending. This is very self-serving. They're like the 14th trending thing on Google.
Trending.
All I need is small excuse. But they had kind of an interesting weekend because Embiid put up 50 on the Bulls, I think on Friday night. His line was like 50, 17, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 2 steals. Like, just unbelievable numbers. And then last night they played the Raptors, who are like kind of his kryptonite. He always just emotionally.
Oof. Yeah, that oof. Was, I mean, let's not be all that face. Said it
that
all.
That face did say it all.
The Eastern Conference Finals. That was the Eastern Conference. Was that the conference?
No, final? That was to go to the Eastern Conference.
Oh, finals. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Ooh, second boy. Round. Cannot couldn't, get out of the second round.
Can you believe that went in? Can you believe that?
but he, they went aggressive double team on him and beat the 76ers pretty easily. Like they, you know, had a 19-0 run. I turned it on just in time to see them like just make a run, go from 12 down to like 6 up. So that is
that was enough for you.
That was enough for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's one of those things that he's a good enough player that I'm sure he'll figure out a way to get around it.
Yeah. And also, like, there's a lot of talk that they're like, are they trying to get Kyle Lowry? That's another reason why they got the Sixers are trending too. Because apparently, like, there are those stories like they wanted Harden and couldn't get it, but they are still looking for a big name trade to really try and shore up these chances of a title or, you know, a deep, deep, deep playoff
deep
run.
Deep run.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Nets beat the Clippers and looked very good doing it. So,
yeah. They did. They also beat the Lakers. The Nets it's a regular
good,
season.
Man. The Nets are like, the team that when I'm watching them, I find myself rooting for them just because it's the same as like when I watch a LeBron team, I'm always rooting
like
for
the
him
Super
because
Warriors.
Like, I never rooted for the Super
oh,
Warriors.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, because I feel like it was.
It felt evil
and it also felt like less interesting. Like, I think this is an interesting experiment to have like three of the best offensive players, but like they also don't defend at all. And right. I also just like the Nets and like it's just kind of cool how they went for right. like they had a year where it was just like, yeah, we're not doing anything. And then like just turned it on.
Yeah. We're just hanging out until the next season, basically. Like, all right, cool.
But, yeah, I feel like the Warriors were interesting enough before they got Durant. And then once they got Durant,
sure.
it was just like, all right. But I
was
rooting for LeBron.
I love KD.
Yeah, I do love KD. But I always root for LeBron because he's like doing things that nobody's ever seen before. I feel like this team, like as evidenced, the Nets, as evidenced by the fact that they have the highest offensive rating in the history of basketball since they came together. Yeah. But they also have the worst defensive of all time. Like they're just like the best offensive and the worst defensive team is very interesting.
It'll, right. It's yeah. like an imbalanced, like, super villain, where it's like, yeah. they are so powerful, but, like, yo, if you get them near, like, milk, they'll die.
Yeah.
Like, huh. Interesting. Weird.
They are
but
that
they can,
lactose.
But they can snap, and everyone will die. And you're like, huh, okay, well, that's interesting.
Has there ever
that's
been a option. Superhero or villain whose like, kryptonite was lactose intolerance?
I don't know. I
if
mean,
not,
yeah.
you know.
I could make some kind of joke based on the diets of my people, but I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, it is probably culturally biased that hasn't happened.
I mean, if there is, that'd be the most racist shit. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
oh, no, oh, the Black Panther's enemy, a black man who can't eat cheese and doesn't like swimming pools.
But like, it's basically like, everyone is shit? Lactose intolerant except for the...
I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm
yeah,
blessed because Asian people and black people don't have the best time with cheese.
Right.
But I don't know what happened. Shout out to the genetic lottery because I'm about to eat a whole block of cheese for lunch.
There's a Wired article that's not trending yet, but it says that cheese is not as bad for you as people like to pretend.
That's what I've been saying.
Thank you.
It's the element that gives life more so than water.
And finally, Coca-Cola is trending. They revealed a future wherein they serve their beverages in a paper bottle.
Yeah.
And they showed us what the paper bottle looks like. And it looks like a Muscle Milk bottle that they wrapped in a wet paper towel.
100%. Exactly.
It's, why is this what it looks like?
I mean, it's because they were just shamed into it because for like, year after year, people are like, Coca-Cola is the worst polluting brand on earth. And
right.
Like, all right, fuck. Okay, what about sustainable bottles? And they're working with this Danish company to make these bottles that, like, they do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
But it's just like one of those things where, you know, it's the marketing. How do you market this thing? And even though I'm like on board, obviously, with reducing waste of all kinds, I still find myself looking at the bottom like, man, I don't want to drink out of that. Like yeah. some fucking idiot.
Does it have to look like, does it have to be just white and wrinkly on the outside?
It's weird. I mean, I think maybe this is just a test version for, because the way they're going to do it is they're going to first test this bottle with like a juice company that called Adez or something that they have in Europe. And so it's going to be in Hungary. So Hungarian Zeitgang, Budapest Zeitgang, let us know when the bottles drop this summer. What the fuck it's like, and then I guess from there, you know, I'll figure out how to do the rest. But
cool. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, that is gonna do it for this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow morning with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.